When was the last time you saw live music? Chances are, for most of us, it's been a while. Concerts were some of the first things to go during the pandemic, and that devastated many who work in the music industry. But live shows are slowly starting to come back, with Summerfest in Milwaukee and Country Jam in Eau Claire set to take place over the next handful of months. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you missed seeing live music over the last year? If you're a musician, do you miss playing live music in front of actual human beings? I do. If you work in the business, how big a financial hit has this been for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Piet Levy is a music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to the show. Do we have Piet? Not hearing Piet Levy. Hopefully we'll get him on there. Well, again, you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let us know if you miss live music. I guess Piet dropped, but that's okay. We got a couple other guests we want to talk to in the business. Terry Charles is the Senior Manager of Corporate Communications at PMI Entertainment Group. They're a company that's put on concerts and live events in the Green Bay area since the 1980s. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
And also with us, Matt Gerding, president of FPC Live, concert promoter with shows across the country and in Wisconsin. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Matt, what were some of the challenges you dealt with over the last year, a rough year for people who do this kind of work?
Well, we operate four venues in Madison, Wisconsin, ranging from capacities of 400 up to 2,500. And so we closed down in March and of last year, which just seems like an eternity ago. And we've been, you know, coming up with creative ideas to generate revenue, whether it's, you know, concerts in a box promotion, which is, you know, buy a six pack with some fake tickets and some merchandise, or gift card promotions, you know, micro ceremonies for venue rentals for private events and that sort of thing. And we have done some small sort of pod style limited capacity concerts, but ultimately it's been pretty much a full shutdown. So it's certainly been a challenging time for us and our industry at large.
And Terry, how's it been for you over the last year?
Yeah, certainly devastating as well for us. I mean, from, as he mentioned, March of last year through pretty much the end of 2020, 95% of our business was gone, was shut down. Now, in November, we started to do hockey games in our 10,500-seat arena, with socially distanced crowds and limited capacity. So we tried to do what we could. We always tried to take the stance, what can we do? So we did some sporting stuff. We had Disney and Ice in February, which went off very well. More performances with less people at each show. But certainly as far as live music, that has pretty much been at a standstill.
All right, now let's start to look toward the future. Vaccines coming out, some CDC guidelines on masking for people vaccinated just out today. Matt, what do you have in the works now for the coming months?
You know, there's a lot of optimism right now in our industry, and I think that with the way the vaccine rollout has happened over the past few months, a lot of tours are being routed, and you know, we're announcing a lot of shows at all of our venues right now for late summer and into the fall of this year, and then certainly into 2022. And so, you know, we're planning a pretty massive comeback for the rest of this year, and it's really exciting to see. And there's a lot of energy happening, and a lot of people that are excited to get back out and see shows, and we're one of them. We're as excited as could be to get in the front row and check out some live music again.
And Terry, are you feeling that optimism as well?
Absolutely. You know, with each passing day and today's announcements, you know, with the CDC saying that if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask even indoors. You know, and I don't know how that translates yet into arenas as far as our local health department, but certainly, you know, with the Brewers announcing today, they're going 100% in mid-June, and then the Bucks at this point are 50% inside of the Fiserv Forum. I mean, those are all positive things, and that's the thing really that was troubling for so long, is we just didn't know. No one had any answers. No one could tell us, because nobody truly knew when this might come to an end or when more people would be allowed in the venue. So that was really the frustrating part when you just really had no control.
Matt, we hear about pent-up demand for so many things these days as people look forward to getting back to normal. Are you feeling that for concerts right now?
Absolutely. I mean, the shows that we've put on sale in the last 3 weeks, a lot of them have sold out on the on sale. And so it's really encouraging to see that. And our industry is expecting a pretty big return the rest of this year. But across the board, especially going into 2022, the expectation is that it's going to be kind of the roaring 20s across the board in our industry, just because of all of that pent up demand. And there'll be a lot of bands hitting the road, too, because there's a lot of bands that count on touring income, to survive. And they haven't had that for the last year and a half. And so bands are itching to get back on the road and play in front of people and start making some money. And we are, too. So I think the stars are aligning for a pretty big return to glory here in the next 6 months to year.
And Terry, as we wrap up, are bands beating the door down to get those shows in the Green Bay area when you get started again?
We actually get calls almost on a daily basis from promoters around the country, or whether it's for concerts or other events, kind of waiting for the go ahead from us. What's your health department saying? Whether it's a family type show or whatever it is. I mean, everybody is raring to go and just waiting for somebody to wave that green flag and say, let's do it.
Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking to Terry Charles with PMI Entertainment, a venue management company in Green Bay, and Matt Girding, president of FPC Live, with us today to talk about the return of live music and other entertainment to Wisconsin as things start to reopen. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you looking forward to seeing a show, a music show, sometime soon? Are you looking forward to playing one if you're a musician? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll bring on Piet Levy now, music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, hi.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Sorry for the technical troubles.
No problem. We got you now. You love music. I know this. I think I could say that for a fact. How much have you been missing the live shows this last year?
Oh, just tremendously. I don't even know how to really kind of express it. It's just been such a massive thing for me. And even just looking at my timeline, seeing how much other people miss it so much. And I was thinking how, we as a country, or communities, we go through tragedies. And usually, the one of the first things we can turn to kind of help us through that is through music. Whether it's think about the Manchester bombing and how horrible that was, and there was a benefit concert for that really kind of showed solidarity for that, or for all sorts of different tragedies. And this was a case where with this pandemic, where live music was a health hazard, gathering was a health hazard. People couldn't really come together. It just really had, a devastating thing, a devastating impact on so many people in so many ways. So really was missing concerts and frankly didn't think they would be coming back as quickly as they were, especially in the heat of the winter wave with COVID. It was just a hard time. But vaccinations are really ramping up dramatically, and people are getting ready to get back on the road, and we're talking about concerts. It's really exciting. It's hard to put to words.
One worry was that some venues weren't going to make it, with all of their revenue basically shut down, apart from some federal support and some maybe creative ways of doing things. Do you see us losing a lot of venues before we reopen?
That was a huge concern last year. And in Milwaukee, there were six smaller venues that did shut down permanently. I know that, a couple of them were saying we hope to relaunch at some point, maybe with a new landlord or whatever it might be. I mean, these venues were losing so much money that their source of revenue was just gone. I mean, take, for instance, the Pabst Theater Group in Milwaukee. They run the Pabst Theater and the Riverside Theater, the Turner Hall Ballroom and back room at Collectivo Coffee here in Milwaukee. Their revenue fell 97%. Summerfest, they lost $10 million. I mean, it was just, huge. Pfizer Forum, their box office was down by $30 million in 2020 versus 2019. And that was just box office. There's obviously a lot of ripple effects there and ripple effects across the entire industry. So a lot of venues were really terrified they were going to go away. But they also rallied together. They kind of formed this, NEVA was this organization, National Independent Venues Association, that started in the spring. Gary Witt, the head of the Pabst Theater Group in Milwaukee, was one of the co-founders of that organization. They hired a lobbying firm. They made a massive campaign pitching congresspeople in the Senate and the House, getting music fans to really kind of write to them, getting famous musicians from Billie Eilish to Willie Nelson to sign a letter, music companies, did like a YouTube concert with a lot of big names. You know, they were able to successfully campaign to get relief money. Basically, about $16 billion in relief money is going to go to independent venues. That also includes things like movie theaters and museums. They're also kind of lumped in there too. And those applications just started, and those grants are supposed to start rolling out next week. So venues did close across the country, including in Milwaukee. But thanks to that support, they will be able to survive. And I don't foresee a lot of venues closing in the short term with that coming and with concerts coming back.
We're talking to Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the impending return of live music, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you planning on seeing any shows this year? If so, who are you excited to see? Have you been missing live music? Are you thinking, hey, Summerfest sounds like an option in September this year? Fall Fest, I guess. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you was.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farid. We continue our conversation about live music coming back to Wisconsin. There's some of it. Run the Jewels, expected to play at Summerfest this year. Piet Levy is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you looking forward to some live music? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Before we go to our callers, be it Summerfest, delayed a little, what are you looking forward to there?
Oh, anything, everything, really. I mean, I can't really stress what a miracle it is that through the vaccinations, which themselves really kind of a scientific marvel and miracle, that we can even talk about Summerfest. You know, without those vaccination rates ramping up so dramatically, Summerfest wouldn't even be feasible. And the lineup that they pulled off would have been an impressive lineup no matter what. But coming off of such a terrible time, I think this will be a really impactful Summerfest. Really great artists on there. And Summerfest is so special because it really is a one-of-a-kind festival with their lineup. It's got kind of something for everyone, whether it's Run the Jewels or, Night Ranger or Styx or, you know, Jonas Brothers. I mean, it's just all over the place. There's no other festival that does anything like what Summerfest does, and that's what makes it so special.
Well, I'll be motoring over to see Night Ranger. Let's go to your calls now. Adam is with us in Watertown. Adam, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to comment about the local bands that have been struggling through and being able to actually play out. And I think this is definitely the year to highlight local bands and local music and the smaller venues that have been kind of struggling through.
Adam, thanks a lot. A great point, Piet. There are the big names that'll be touring again, but local bands really eager to get back into venues as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this was especially devastating, this pandemic, in terms of the musician world for local musicians. I mean, I did a lot of stories for the Journal Sentinel about walking musicians who were really counting on that source of revenue from playing shows. That's how they make their money, and they couldn't play shows. You know, fortunately, there were things like Bandcamp, which did like Bandcamp Fridays once a month, where they waived all their sales, their share of sales. So anything bought on that site, any music bought, would go directly to artists. That was really wonderful to see. And it's going to be really great for local bands to kind of be playing out more again. I know that's been increasing here and there around the state. I do expect that'll really grow dramatically. We should mention too, with Summerfest, you know, it's kind of dubbed the largest music festival in the world, or certainly in the country. And there's like 800 bands. And even though there's like 100 headliners, big names like that, most of the lineup really consists of local artists. And so it's wonderful that Summerfest can exist so that those local artists can get out there and play for great, hungry crowds.
Thanks a lot for the call, Adam, at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Steve in La Crosse. Steve, hi.
Hi there. I want to throw in a plug for Summerfest before I say anything. With it being in September this year, we won't get incinerated standing out in the hot sun watching great bands.
That's great. So what did you want to tell us about in your neck of the woods, though, Steve?
Well, I've got I run an all ages venue up in La Crosse. That's a no alcohol venue. Our primary concert goer age is about 19 down, starting at about 14, so between 14 and 19. with a couple of years on either side of that. And we've determined that we should wait until this new vaccine that was just approved for 12 to 15 year olds is in the majority of kids before we reopen. Packing kids shoulder to shoulder inside an indoor venue when they're not vaccinated just seems like a poor idea to us. And there's only been a couple kids that have died under 19 in Wisconsin, but I know as a concert promoter, if one of those kids had died because I put on a show and they caught COVID at that show, that would hang on me for the rest of my life. So we've decided that we're not going to do it until the vast majority is safe.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing that story and good luck with the reopening. Hopefully you could do that later in the summer. And Piet, I think a lot of venues aren't looking to rush into that shoulder to shoulder packed house situation for a while, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, there have been some bars that, you know, around Wisconsin, elsewhere that have done that. It's definitely been frowned upon. You know, there's been even some bigger national acts that kind of did that last summer and got a lot of flack for it. I think what you're seeing is most people, like the gentleman from Lacrosse, have been very safe and cautious, even though it's really hurt them in the bottom line. And that's really important. Safety really does need to come first. The industry is really eager to get back out there, but safety is going to be coming first for, you know, the vast majority of promoters and venues. And they want to make sure they do it safely. So, fingers crossed you can open out in Lacrosse this summer once there's more people in that age group vaccinated. I know that, masks might still be, recommended or required for some venues for indoor shows. We'll have to kind of see how things play out. But I think safety is going to be definitely top of mind. No one wants to do anything that's going to be hazardous to anyone's health as shows ramp up.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Piet, as it's warming up and we know all else being equal, outside safer than inside, are you seeing new efforts, maybe more creative efforts by small venues to find a way to do stuff outside this year?
Well, I know like in Milwaukee, for instance, there's a small club called the Cactus Club, and they really took a major hit because their ownership changed hands like less than a month before the pandemic hit. And as a new company, they were ineligible for the PPP loans. And they really relied on the community support through GoFundMe and things like that to survive. It was really a very dire situation there. They just had their first show, a very, small show, the local singer-songwriter that was done outside kind of in their backyard space. And I think that's going to be probably the plan. I don't know if they'll change now with the new ordinances that were announced today in Milwaukee. So there's that, for instance. I mean, I think in general, the music industry has really kind of stressed outdoor would be kind of the first to come back. I know the CEO of Live Nation, for instance, has really stressed amphitheater business is going to be coming first. And there have been a lot of amphitheater tours announced for late summer into early fall. Festivals will come first. There's Summerfest, but there's also Bonnaroo in September. Life is Beautiful in Vegas in September. So I think we'll see a lot of outdoor activity. But soon enough, I think the indoor activity will come back too, especially as vaccinations continue to go up and restrictions get loosened around the country.
We're looking ahead to the return of live music with Piet Levy, music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Want to do a little more Summerfest previewing, Piet. You sent us a few of the bands you're excited to see. You mentioned you're excited to see all of them. Let's give a little taste of Drive-By Truckers, Tough to Let Go. Here it is. All right, Piet, give us a little preview of that and some of the other ones that are definitely on your must-see list for Summerfest in September.
Yeah, I mean, I love, again, as we talked about, Summerfest is something for everyone. And Drive-By Truckers, they're just such an exceptional, smart, I guess kind of Americana folk rock band. They've been doing albums since the late 90s. What's so special about them, though, is I feel like they just kind of keep getting better and better. I mean, they have a wonderful catalog to them, but they released an amazing album 2016 called American Band that really kind of spoke to, what we were all going through as a country at that time. And then they released two albums last year that were also kind of speaking to our social climate, including one that was made within quarantine that came out in October. Just really wonderful, smart songwriting that, catchy songs, but they really speak to something higher, a higher purpose here with their music. So it's great to see such thoughtful music as part of the lineup at Summerfest and not just pure kind of mindless escapism.
Time for one more caller. We've got Steve with us in Madison. Steve, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Steve?
Well, I play in a little blues combo in Madison, Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice. And we play small venues, and we have our first gig tonight since a year ago March. And I just want to first of all say how delighted I am and how excited that makes me feel. But I think, and I haven't been listening through this whole thing, so I don't know if you've discussed in particular how small venues, I think, have taken a bigger hit. And the couple of the small venues that we had regular gigs at last before the pandemic have not come back. They're serving, but they're not hiring bands yet simply because they have to get back on their feet financially, sure, before they can afford to have live music in a small venue.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for calling. Have a great show tonight. I'm glad you shared that with us. Hey, Piet, for our last few moments, as we're hankering to get out and see some shows, point us towards something we could stream or find online. What's been making you excited of stuff you've been finding on the interwebs?
Well, I mean, there's just so much great music that's coming out all the time. I mean, you know, I think I would recommend there's an album by The Weather Station, a folk act from Canada, Ignorance, that came out in February. Wonderful album. Was delighted to see The Weather Station was part of the Summerfest lineup. Cloud is another artist that's little known who is on Phoebe Bridgers' label. She released a wonderful album earlier this year. She's also playing Summerfest. That's what I kind of do. I try to see who's coming and try to check out their music and see what I really love. There's just so much great stuff out there. Although I am relieved that maybe we can start to take a little bit of a break from the stream concerts. Not, you know, they were a fine substitute, and I don't think they're going away forever, but I am just so excited about live music. That's how I like to experience music the most, is in a live setting.
Piet, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Piet Levy, music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us today to talk about live music coming back to Wisconsin, starting to, including a look ahead at Summerfest, which will take place over the first few weeks of September this year. You can keep sharing your hopes and dreams for the future of live music, how much you've missed it, what you're looking forward to. You can do that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.